If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday. I want to go through the litany of things about the NCAA tournament that'll blow your mind, and there's tons of them. Only once in the past 10 tournaments has the champion come from the conference with the most bids or tied for the most. Of course, the SEC has 14 teams in the tournament. At least one Final Four participant has advanced to the second round in 12 of the last 13 tournaments. Five have reached the Sweet 16, including a pair of Final Four teams, UCLA in 21 and VCU in 2011. Not counting the COVID bubble tourney of 21, when all first four games were played on the same day, 10 of the 12 teams to win their next game played in the Wednesday night first four game. That's crazy. All right. And now we go to first and second rounds. At-large teams that finished at least four games under 500 in conference play are 5-1 in the first round. The 11-seeded Iowa State team became only the such team to reach the Sweet 16 in 2022. Oklahoma and Texas this year, both were 6-12 in the SEC, became the first at-large teams to finish more than four games under 500 in conference play. Five of the past six at-large teams with 14-plus losses won their first-round game. Since 2011, there have been 15 previous teams to earn at-large bids despite losing at least 14 games. These teams are 8-6 in the first round, and five of the six losses came by exactly 2 points or in overtime. Two went on to reach the Sweet 16, and both were 11 seeds, Michigan in 22 and Marquette in 2011. Number 9 seed Baylor with 14 losses and 11 seed Texas with 15 losses are in this year's field. The Longhorns will start in the first four tomorrow on Wednesday. At least one top 4 seed is lost in the first round in 15 of the last 16 tournaments. A number 15 seed has won a first round game in 3 of the past 4 years, and each of those teams went on to reach at least the Sweet 16. Number 14 seeds have won only 2 first-round games since 2017, tied for the fewest in any 7-tournament span in the modern era. At least one 13 seed has won a first-round game in 28 of 39 tournaments. At least one 12 seed has won a first-round game in 33 of 39 tournaments. Now you get to the Sweet 16. A double-digit seed has advanced to the Sweet 16 in each of the past 16 tournaments and 37 of 39 overall. Number 11 seeds have been bracket busters in recent years. At least one 11 seed has made the Sweet 16 in 8 of the last 10 tournaments. Multiple 11 seeds have reached the second weekend in 5 of the last 13 tournaments. Last year, NC State became the 6th 11 seed to advance to the Final Four. Since the tournament expanded to 68 in 2011, there have been just as many 15 seeds to reach the Sweet 16 as 9 seeds and 12 seeds, that being 4. Last year marked just the third time in the past 27 tournaments that all 4 number 2 seeds reached the Sweet 16. It happened in 09 and 2019. Now you talk about the Elite Eight. All 4 number 1 seeds made it to the 8 just once in the past 14 tournaments. Only once has there been an Elite Eight without any number 1 seeds. And that was 2023. At least three number two seeds have advanced to the Elite Eight on five occasions, but the last time it happened was 2007. At least two teams seeded sixth or worse have reached the Elite Eight in seven of the last eight tournaments, including each of the last 4 years, which ties the longest such streak from 99 to 2002. Now you talk about the Final Four. At least one number one seed has reached the Final Four in 11 of the last 12 tournaments. Either one or two number one seeds have made the Final Four in 31 of 39 tournaments. Only three times in the modern era have we had a Final Four without any number one seeds. It was 06, 11, and 23. Only once of all four number one seeds made the Final Four in 2008. Each of the last 14 Final Fours have featured at least one team seeded fourth or worse. At least one team seeded seventh or worse has reached the Final Four in 10 of the last 11 tournaments. The last time a number six seed made the Final Four was 92, and that was Michigan. The drought is easily the longest among seeds that have a Final Four appearance. There's bad news for St. John's and Michigan State. Of the AP top 10 teams entering the NCAA tournament who were unranked to start the season, meaning both of them, 37 received a number one or number two seed. None of the 37 made the Final Four. Now you talk about the championship game. 13 of the last 17 champions were number one seeds. Just one number two seed has made it to the championship game in the last 11 tournaments. Villanova won the title in 2016 as a number two seed. A number five seed has never won the championship, the only seed among the top eight that hasn't done so. Since 2002, when KenPom began tracking, 21 of 22 national champions finished top 25 in adjusted offense and defensive efficiency. And no team has won a national championship after losing its first game in the conference tournament. It's crazy, right? This stuff is absolutely insane, but it gives you a lot of ideas. How about this? It's been 13 years since an SEC team won a championship and 11 years since the last appearance in the title game. ACC has had at least one team reach the Elite Eight in 35 of 39 tournaments. Last year was the first year the American Athletic Conference didn't win an NCAA tournament game. The A-10 has had double-digit seed wins in a game in two of the last 3 years. Six of the eight Big East teams to make the tournament in the past 2 years have made the Sweet 16. Big 12 failed to have a team reach the Elite Eight last year for the first time since 2015. Big Sky teams are 30 and 39 in the modern era and haven't won a game since 2005. Big South teams are 1 and 28 in first round games. The only win came 18 years ago. The Big Ten has not won a national championship since 2000. Of the past five Big West teams to be seeded 13th or better, two won their first round game, and the others lost by 1, 2, and 7 points. The Coastal Athletic Association has not won a game in the first round since VCU left the league after the 2012 season. Conference USA is trying to avoid going winless in back-to-back tournaments for the first time since 2010 and 2012 in that window right there. And Ivy League is looking to win a tournament game three straight years for the first time since 78 to 81. The Missouri Valley hasn't won an NCAA tournament game in three straight years for the first time since 87 to 90. The Mountain West teams, seeded 10th or worse, are 1 in 24 in the first round, including 22 straight losses. The Patriot League teams are 3 and 28 in the first round, including 11 straight losses. The WAC has won a first round game two of the last 3 years, both times by a number 12 seed. All right, I want to give you last night's NBA. The Knicks won 116-95 over the Heat. Hart had a triple-double, 12, 13, and 11. Rockets in overtime, 144-137 over the Sixers. Philly covered. Jalen Green had 30. The Pacers ended the T-Wolves' eight-game winning streak, 132-130. Obi Toppin had 34, including four threes in overtime and the game winner. Pistons won 127-81 all over the Pelicans. Detroit covered. Cade Cunningham had 24 and 8 dimes. Bulls won 11-97 over the Jazz. Nuggets went into the chase and beat the Dubs and cooled them off, 114-105. Gordon had 38 for the Nuggets, and Westbrook had a triple-double. Suns won 29-89 over the Raptors. Phoenix covered. D-Book had 27. Kings by 10 over the Grizzlies. Monk had 28. Blazers 112-97 over the Wizards. Simons had 30 for Portland. Lakers 125-109 over the Spurs. Reeves had 30 to lead the Lakers, and Luka just missed a triple-double. Let's take a look at tonight's action in the NBA. Hawks and Hornets at the Spectrum in Charlotte. Atlanta laying 6.5. Nets and Celtics on NBA TV at 7:30 in Boston. Celtics laying 13.5. After that one on NBA TV, the nightcap, Bucks and Warriors at the Chase in San Francisco, Milwaukee laying 3.5. And Cavs are at the Clippers at the Intuit in Lipstick City, Cleveland laying 4.5. That's all your NBA for a Tuesday. Now back to the college rack. The two play-in games tonight in Dayton, 6:40 on True TV. St. Francis getting 3.5 from Alabama State. 9:10 after that one, it's North Carolina and San Diego State. The Heels are laying 4.5. Now the NIT actually starts tonight, Kent State and St. Bonnie in St. Bonnie. St. Bonnie laying 4.5 in that game. Jacksonville State is at Georgia Tech. The Wrecker laying 5.5. Chattanooga's at Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee laying 2.5. At 9 o'clock, St. Louis at Arkansas State in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Arkansas State laying 4.5. Wichita State's at Oklahoma State in Stillwater at the IBA Arena. Oak State laying 5.5. Northridge at Stanford in Palo Alto at the Maples Pavilion. Stanford laying 6.5. And Riverside is at Santa Clara. Santa Clara's laying 10.5 there. Hockey from last night. The Sabres beat the Bruins on a tuck overtime goal 3-2 in Boston. Lightning 2-0 over the Flyers in Tampa. Devils 2-1 over the Jackets in Columbus. The Leafs and Flames. Toronto won it at home 6-2. I had the over. Matthews had 2 goals. Nylander a goal and 2 assists. And the Wild beat the Kings 3-1 in St. Paul. Let's look at tonight's schedule in the NHL. Senators and Canadiens at the Bell Center in Montreal. Ottawa's minus about 35. Flames and Rangers in New York. Rangers minus 2 Bills. A big one with the Islanders and Penguins at PPG. Islanders are 4 out of a playoff spot. Penguins 6 out. Penguins are favored minus -115. They've been on fire. They've won 4 in a row and had points in 6 of 9. The Wings are at the Capitals. Ovi's 8 away from breaking Gretzky's record. Washington's minus -185. Blues and Predators in Smashville. St. Louis is minus -120. Ducks and Stars in Dallas. Dallas is minus -360. Kraken are in Chicago on the west side at the United Center. Seattle's minus -160. Utah and Edmonton at Rogers Place in Edmonton for Alberta. 9 o'clock on ESPN. The Oilers are minus -170. And the Jets and Canucks play at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Winnipeg's favored on the road at minus -165. That's all of the hockey for Tuesday night. The Dodgers were beating the Cubs in the first game of the season in Japan when I did this show. It was 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth. No idea how it'll turn out, but they'll play again tomorrow morning on Wednesday at 6:10 in the East. In America, on Fox Sports 1, it's going to be Suzuki against U.S. Steel for the Cubs. That's everything on a Tuesday. I'm live today, 3 to 6 on Pharrell, Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. Of course, we're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Search Sports Grid, you'll find us. I'm on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass, and it's making people lots of money, and they love all the funny shows we got on there, including all of the Don Jameson comedy sketches. Make sure you watch Profit Place for all of Mickey's picks and all the other good shows like Pharrell Unplugged and Pharrell and the Profit. You're going to love it. It's Pharrell and the Profit app. Sign up today. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellandTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Check out. Ooh.